Design tomorrow's enterprises. Emerging technologies and rapid implementation are transforming industries and commerce. For instance, Apple's iPod revolutionized the music industry, Skype disrupted telecommunications, and Grameen Bank popularized microlending. A business model, defined as the plan for how a company creates, delivers, and captures value, can launch a new idea or redirect an existing company. The Swatch Group illustrates a key strategy. Originally focused on high-end watches, the Swiss company started producing low-cost Swatch watches to compete with Asian brands. By adopting different business models for high-end and low-cost segments, the Swatch Group has succeeded in both. This shows how Swatch manages a portfolio of business models, not just one. Build a business model. Creating an innovative business model can be like structured chaos, needing a fresh approach to creativity. The business model canvas provides a clear framework for focused brainstorming and inspiring employees. Major companies like Ericsson, IBM, and Deloitte use it for their business model generation. The business model canvas is a flexible template for capturing the 9 essential parts of a business model. It uses a large piece of paper divided into sections for each element. Participants use handwritten post-it notes to represent proposed components, moving them around to see each idea's impact on the whole picture. Because a business model is a dynamic system, changing one element can affect others. This visual, building block approach makes it easy to alter any aspect of the model during development. This simple method focuses on big picture strategy, not small operational debates. Using post-it notes with short text helps build each part of a business plan effectively. The business model canvas method makes you think about your whole organization, not just separate activities and functions. 9 foundational elements for understanding. Business model essentials create a common way to explain how a company operates. Creating a plan for innovation involves 9 key elements: customers, products, operations, and financial health. 1. Customer segments, target different types of customers. Mass and niche markets need different strategies. Segmented bases share similarities but have slightly different needs. Companies with multi-sided platforms sell to 2 or more groups, like credit card companies serving businesses and cardholders. 2. Value propositions, benefits that attract clients to your company over competitors. Create value by inventing something new, improving product performance, or tailoring offerings to specific client needs. 3. Business channels, choose the best ways to connect with customers and sell products, online, in stores, and through wholesalers. Customers can see, evaluate, and purchase what you offer. 4. Customer relationships, offer different services for different customer groups, personal help from a representative alongside automated or self-service options. Amazon benefits by letting customers write product reviews. 5. Revenue streams, these are the main income paths in a business model, from sales or ongoing payments like rentals, licenses, or subscriptions. Each revenue type may use fixed prices or flexible ones, like hotels charging more in peak seasons. 6. Key resources. These critical assets come in various forms: physical, financial, intellectual, or human, depending on the nature of the company. They include executive expertise, intellectual property, physical infrastructure, and financial resources, which may be either owned or leased by the company. 7. Key activities. Company employees regularly handle essential duties that involve interacting with customers and generating revenue. For instance, a manufacturer creates goods, a consultancy resolves issues, and enterprises such as eBay and Visa oversee platform/network activities that connect diverse groups. 8. Key partnerships. Collaborating with other entities can help expand or safeguard your market share in a fiercely competitive industry. This includes establishing supplier connections, forming joint ventures, and forging strategic alliances. Partnering strategically with competitors, known as coopetition, can mitigate risks and yield cost efficiencies. Additionally, companies can achieve cost reductions and secure essential resources through outsourcing or subcontracting. 9. Cost structure, deciding whether your business focuses on low costs, like budget airlines, or on providing exceptional value, like luxury hotels, shapes how you manage expenses. Costs include both fixed, like rent, and variable, like materials. Larger companies can benefit from producing and distributing on a large scale to save money. Find the patterns. Business models often follow distinct patterns. Take the unbundled model, for example. It suggests that different parts of a company, like customer relations, product innovation, and infrastructure, should operate separately. Each has its own economic, competitive, and cultural needs. For instance, a private bank could focus on building strong client relationships while outsourcing operations to a third party or a specialized affiliate for transaction processing. The long-tail business model allows companies to sell a wide range of personalized products to many individual buyers. Companies like Netflix and Lulu.com use this model to offer specialized movies and books to a large audience profitably, thanks to the internet making content creation and distribution more accessible. This model shifts away from selling only a few popular products in large quantities. Lego also adopted this approach by adding user-designed kits alongside their regular toys. Although these kits are still small-scale and not yet profitable, they add value to Lego's core business. Free business models. Businesses often use free models to attract customers by offering free products or services to some users, aiming to draw in others. For instance, Google shows ads to people using its popular search engine based on what they search for, making money from advertisers who want to reach these users. Similarly, newspapers give out free copies supported by ads. Another version, the freemium model, gives a basic service for free but charges for a more advanced version. Companies like Procter & Gamble show how teaming up with others can ramp up efficiency and cut costs. For instance, Procter & Gamble made its research and development more efficient by working with outside research groups. They even teamed up with their own retired scientists and experts. Triggers for new business models. Businesses can switch up their game with just one of four triggers, or a mix of them. 1. Deciding to use assets that aren't being used much. 2. Offering customers something new. 3. Changing how they serve customers. 4. Innovating in finance. Amazon utilized its advanced technology platform by entering the market to sell surplus data storage and computer server capacity. Cemex, a Mexican cement manufacturer, achieved rapid growth by reducing delivery times from the standard 2 days to just 4 hours. Xerox, known for its copiers, overcomes customer resistance to high purchase prices by offering leases instead of sales. Designers use various tools and methods to help shape your business model. First, understand your customers' perspectives by gaining customer insights. Second, generate new ideas by asking what if, to explore different possibilities. Third, bring ideas to life and make them compelling through storytelling. Plan and concentrate on the specific challenge or opportunity. First, plan and stay concentrated on the current problem or opportunity. Second, employ visual techniques, such as summarizing ideas briefly or sketching them, to emphasize abstract design over operational specifics. Third, utilize tools like the business model canvas and post-it notes to establish a shared communication method among all participants in the design process. Develop models that acknowledge the current limitations set by the company's design space and its external surroundings. To succeed in business, it's crucial to analyze four key factors: competition, customer needs, industry trends, and economic conditions. By studying industry trends, you can see who your rivals are and how many there are. This helps you know what you're up against. Regular business checkups with SWOT analysis. Just like people need annual checkups to stay healthy, companies can ensure their well-being by regularly evaluating their business models. Using a SWOT analysis examining strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats across all aspects of the business helps reveal its current state. This study not only highlights what the company does well and where it falls short, but also prepares it for future changes and challenges that might arise. Each aspect of a business model can be revitalized or updated. For instance, Nestlé transformed one of its business strategies by expanding its sales channels. Initially facing challenges in selling Nespresso coffee and machines to businesses like restaurants and offices, Nestlé restructured its approach. By shifting Nespresso's sales to direct mail and targeting affluent households in its marketing, the product line saw significant success. Persistence is crucial when designing business models, but it's equally important to be patient to negotiate the challenges at each stage. Rushing into a specific design can lead to pitfalls. Encourage your team to feel secure enough to share bold ideas. Companies see better results when top management consistently supports thorough evaluations of ideas, not just once but regularly. Most business models eventually become outdated, so smart companies actively create and pursue new ones. A bonus of constantly designing and redesigning business models is that they challenge old assumptions. Key points. 1. Emerging technologies reshape industries, exemplified by Apple's iPod and Skype, showcasing transformative business models. 2. The Swatch Group's success lies in managing diverse business models for high-end and low-cost segments. 3. The Business Model Canvas facilitates structured innovation and strategic planning for companies like Ericsson and IBM. 4. Key elements of a business model include customer segments, value propositions, and revenue streams. 5. Various business models like unbundled and long-tail cater to specific market needs and opportunities. 6. Free and freemium models, utilized by Google and newspapers, attract users while monetization through ads and upgrades. 7. Regular SWOT analysis helps companies like Nestle adapt and thrive by evaluating strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats.